and although he was anxious to be off, Roland did as he was asked. For the first time since Jake's death, a true emotion other than sorrow had risen in his mind. Curiosity. 11. First, the news from the folks in New Mexico, Marion said when Roland had resumed his seat. They have watched you as well as they can, and although what they saw Thunderside was hazy at best, they believe that Eddie told Jake Chambers something, perhaps something of importance, not long before he died. Likely as he lay on the ground and before he... I don't know.
Before he slipped into twilight, Roland suggested.
Yes. Nancy Deepnow agreed. We think so. That is to say, they think so. Our version of the Breakers. Marion gave her a little frown that suggested this was a lady who did not appreciate being interrupted. Then she returned her attention to Roland. Seeing things on this side is easier for our people, and several of them are quite sure, not positive, but quite sure, that Jake may have passed this message on before he himself died. She paused. This woman you're traveling with, Mrs. Tannenbaum?
Tassenbaum, Roland corrected.
He did it without thinking, because his mind was otherwise occupied, furiously so. Tassenbaum, Marion agreed, she's undoubtedly told you some of what Jake told her before he passed on. But there may be something else, not a thing she's holding back, but something she didn't recognize as important. Will you ask her to go over what Jake said to her once more before you and she part company?
Yes, Roland said,
and of course he would. But he didn't believe Jake had passed on Eddie's message to Mrs. Tassenbaum. No, not to her. He realized that he'd hardly thought of Oi since they'd parked Irene's car. But Oi had been with them, of course. Would now be lying at Irene's feet as she sat in the little park across the street, lying in the sun and waiting for him.